In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, Holy Mother Church, in her great wisdom and solicitude, begins for us today this first Passion Sunday, providing us an opportunity to begin a rather intense meditation on the mystery of the Lord's cross. When we approach Good Friday, it will have been after we have spent some days contemplating how it is that our Lord arrived there. We know that he comes there freely of his own volition. No one takes his life from him. He freely offers it. But as we see in our Gospel from St. John, long before the Lord mounts the throne of the cross, he is rejected, he is mocked, he is dishonored, and he is disbelieved. He is truth in the flesh, and he has come to witness to the truth. And in so doing, to give glory to God the Father who sent him, and in obedience he has come. And as John begins at his own Gospel, reminding us that he did indeed come to his own, and his own did not know him, so now we have proof of that. Instead of recognizing that Christ is truth, and all the things that the Lord has accomplished, those signs and wonders that were told by the prophets, he himself has made manifest. They instead accuse him of having the devil, of being a Samaritan, of not being wise enough in the ways of Abraham. Indeed, he is greater than Abraham and has existed before him. But the Church, in allowing us this long meditation, provides us a chance to look at our own sin, our own weakness, our own rejection, our own dishonor of the Lord, and to realize by our own sin, our dishonor, our refusal to embrace truth and becoming liars, we have contributed to the suffering of our Savior. He has died for all sins, past, present, and future. That includes all the sins for which I am guilty. And the Church now requires of us, as we begin this entrance into our Lord's Passion, to contemplate our contribution to our Lord's suffering. There will be sadness, and there will be sorrow, and rightly so, precisely because we should be aware of our faults and our failings and our sins. And of course, the situation in which we find ourselves in the Church only intensifies the awareness of suffering and sacrifice and sorrow. And while we might be tempted to run ahead to the glories of the resurrection, Church commands of us that we remain here and enter more deeply into this meditation. There is glory. There is always new life, because the cross indeed leads us to that glory. Before we can truly rejoice in the new life that Christ has given us, we must make an accounting of ourselves, be aware of our sins, and throw ourselves upon the Lord's mercy. This is not an easy task. It has never been an easy task, and it will not be an easy task. But God's grace is given to us in order that we can truly enter into this meditation. And so what is required of us is to continue to remain faithful to our Lenten disciplines. This is not the time to falter or fail. In truth, maybe even more intensely, to deliberately live out our Lenten disciplines. To put aside a desire to understand or to make sense of the things of the world, and only to understand and make sense of the things of God. I am no doctor, I am no politician, and oftentimes I fail at being a priest. But I know what it is that I need to be doing, and that is remaining faithful to God in all things, most especially when there is difficulty in sacrifice. As that is true for me, so that is true for all of you as well. Regardless of what is swirling around us in the world, and even now when there is an absence of the power of the intimacy of the sacramental life of the Church, our sacramental life continues. Grace continues to be available to us. On our part is to make our hearts open to that grace, to have trust and confidence and hope in the Lord. I say this not because I do it well, but because it is the truth. And if I say anything differently, I become a liar, like those the Lord accused in sacred scripture. We don't have to lie. We can live out truth, if indeed we trust in the Lord and rely upon him. For in truth, brothers and sisters, if we cannot rely upon the Lord in this extremis in which we find ourselves now, when things return to whatever normal will be after this, we will be tempted to return to our own devices, relying upon our own needs and desires, relying upon our own industry, instead of relying upon the Lord. And what happens to us when we rely upon ourselves? We become blind to the power of God and the truth that is immediately in front of us. We speak not truth, live not truth, but instead become liars. It is easy to give voice to anxiety, to trepidation, and to fear. It is easy to point fingers and to accuse, but it is a greater courage to have trust and confidence in the Lord. I speak not to you as one who makes sense of all these things, because I too share at times a lack of understanding, a doubt, and a fear, and a worry about the world. But where does that truly get us? How do I advance in holiness? And the answer is, I end up nowhere, and I do not advance in holiness. The only way to do that is to cast all of my cares and concerns upon the Lord. To approach the throne of mercy, especially in these days going forward, and there are many opportunities for us to receive the sacrament of reconciliation here at the Oratory, to take advantage of those, maybe multiple times in the next several weeks, in order to truly prepare ourselves for the glory of the risen Lord, to no longer find ourselves steeped in sin and blind to the truth and ignorant to the reality of Christ and his grace among us, but instead eyes and hearts wide open to the power and the mercy of our Lord. Our Savior willingly endures his passion because he loves us deeply and profoundly. That love never ceases for us. And even now, when we might feel an absence of that love because there is an absence of our Eucharistic Lord, that love is still there for us to access. And so let us do that. Let us call upon the Lord. Let us find our strength in he who is, who was, and always will be, putting aside doubt and fear, not giving over to the lies of the world in which we live, but only living in the truth that saves us. Our strength is in Christ, Christ crucified, and in him alone. Let us rejoice in this truth, find our strength, and be glad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.